Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, friend, and welcome to another episode of The Talk Republic. I'm Carolina Guzik, your host, and today this is a solo episode, and I'm going to be sharing with you my idea or this topic on vendors' gallery. Should you send them? Who should have access to this gallery? What goes into these galleries and all that good stuff. But before we jump into today's topic, I want to read a review that I just received on the podcast. This one came all the way from Canada by Alisa, and she says, super actionable and practical takeaways. I've been a photographer for over 10 years and I find this podcast incredibly helpful. Carolina loves giving very actionable tips and practical advice, which I really love because I am so tired of podcasts that just give you a lot of fluff and feel like a waste of my time. I have truly gotten so much out of this podcast. I really appreciate you, Carolina. Keep up the good work. Alisa, thank you so much. And I hope I'm saying your name correctly. So thank you so much for being a part of the community. Thank you so much for taking the time for writing me a review. Reviews are great. They help the podcast rank better. They help the podcast be presented to more people. And most importantly, they help me. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you if any of topics that I have shared with you have been good for you. So if you feel like leaving me a review, I will highly appreciate it. Alrighty, friends, let's talk about vendor galleries. What is a vendor gallery? Well, a vendor gallery is a gallery that is only for vendors, right? Super simple, straight to the point. Now, a lot of photographers send the full gallery, the full wedding gallery to all the vendors, right? And listen, there is no right or wrong way to do this. You do whatever you feel comfortable doing. But I want to explore this topic a little bit further, and I want to especially, you know, talk about how I do it and the reasoning behind how do I share my vendor's gallery. So obviously when you go to a wedding, there is a collaboration, right? There is many people in there that are working for the couple, right? You have planners, you have a florist, you have makeup artists, DJ, lighting, furniture, caterer, a bunch of people, right, are there to support the client and also to present their services and their products. And if you can capture beautiful images of their products or their services, or, you know, whatever they do, right? If it's a band, if you can, you know, capture how cool they look and, you know, the vibe of the party and all that, this is going to be really good for them, the vendors, to use these images in their website, in their social media, what have you. And these images, if you share them, hopefully are going to create a good relationship between you and the vendor. Because even though you might think that everybody does that, there is actually very few photographers that share galleries with vendors. And if you are, you know, if you have friends that are wedding planners or, you know, any other vendor, they might even tell you like how hard it is for them to get images. It is sometimes so hard that they even hire their own photographers to go and photograph their details. So if you can do this for them, why not do it? Now, the way that I, Carolina Guzik, do this is, first and most important, my client is my number one priority. My client would be the couple, right? I want to make sure the day of the wedding, I am not taking time away from them to photograph the event planner, you know, lighting candles. Obviously not. If I have the time, I'll go and do that. And at the same time, I want to make sure that my client is at all times 100% comfortable with me and with my business. What does this mean? It means that the day of the wedding, not only I am, you know, making sure that everything goes smoothly, but that the client trusts me outside of the wedding. Now, I do have a contract. My contract is actually extremely detailed. And one of the things that I have in my contract, it says that the images can be used for, you know, any kind of marketing that I want to do. Obviously, it has been written by a lawyer, so it's more technical than this, but that's the sentiment, that I own the photos and I can do whatever I want with these images, right? The client signs the contract, so legally, the client has given me permission. So when I come home and I edit the photos, one of the things that I do is I present my images live to the client, meaning that I just don't send a gallery being like, hey, your wedding is ready. I make sure that I create kind of like an experience for them because I want to make sure that I can have a little bit of control of how they see the images. I don't want to send the images when they're like busy or in the middle of the day. Anyways, I'm going in another topic that maybe I need to do a podcast about that, but when I present their full gallery that could have anything between 600 to 1,000 images, I also create a separate gallery with a handful of images. And by a handful of images, I mean between 50 and 100 of those details, the decoration, you know, the food, whatever images I captured that represent the work of another vendor. And I do add a little bit of, you know, romantic photos. I try not to add images of the couple kissing, you know, but I do try to add images of the couple looking really cute and all that, because those images are also important for wedding planners. And they're obviously important for, you know, the makeup artist or even the bridal shop. If the couple got their dresses or their suits at a local store. So when I create this gallery, right, I talk to my clients about it and I say, hey, your wedding was fantastic. I love being a part of it. There is a team effort here and there is other vendors involved. And I want to ask you if you guys are okay with me sharing these images with them. The majority of clients immediately say, yes, we love it. Go ahead. But I want to make sure that the client is in control. And I want to make sure that the client takes a look at the gallery, you know, those 50 to 100 images, and that they choose to see if they want to share those images, or perhaps they come back and say like, hey, Carolina, you know, that picture of me doing my makeup, I don't want to share that with the world. Could you remove it from the gallery? Everything else is fantastic. Absolutely, yes. I want the client to always be in control, because even though legally, I own all the photos and I can do whatever I want. At the end of the day, for me, it's more important that a client trust me and that a client feels secure and safe with me always, even after their wedding is done. Because that means that we have a good relationship and that, you know, referrals are going to come. So once the client has sent me their approval, then I share that gallery with the vendors. Now, you might say, Carolina, you're working harder. Why are you creating a separate gallery? I don't have the time for this. I just sent a full gallery. Well, listen, you do what works for you. But I'm here to tell you, when you send a wedding gallery that has 600, 700, 800 images to a vendor, a couple of things are happening. First of all, in my opinion, I don't believe they need to see all those photos, right? They don't need to see you getting ready. They don't need to see family formals. They don't even get all the dancing photos, because a florist might don't need, like, he or she or they don't need to see all those images, right? They need photos of their beautiful florals, right? And this goes for every other vendor and their category. The second thing that happens here is that vendors are really, really busy. They have other things to do, the same as you. They have clients that they need to take care of. They have contracts. They have emails they need to reply. And when you send them a gallery with 800 images, it is extremely overwhelming. They don't have the time to go through all those images and pick the ones they need or want. It is too much. It is a lot. However, when the gallery is between 50 or 100 images, it's really easy to scan that gallery and be like, oh, I want this and that, and that's it. And actually, I will tell you that in my own personal experience, all the vendors download the full gallery, because 100 images, you know, Sounds good. They can create a blog post. They can, you know, use the images for social media. They can put them on their website. It's really easy and manageable for them. Now, another thing that I, Carolina Guzik, do is with vendors, I don't share high resolution images. I want to make sure that the vendor is able to use these images on their website and on social media, but they don't need to have huge images. So I resize every single photo that goes into that gallery. And I have my personal reasons for that. But again, one of those things is like, I just want the usages of these images to be for social media and for their website. I don't want these images to be in print or any other way without my written approval. So I want to make sure that the quality is good, but the size of the images is low. And finally, what I do with my vendors, obviously, when I send these images, I send them an email with the instructions on how, you know, they can use these images. Don't assume that they know. If you are only giving the vendors permission for X and Y, you need to be clear about what X and Y is for you. We all have different boundaries and we all have different goals in our business. So it is up to you what you're going to allow the vendors to do with these images. So I send an email with all my instructions and then a link to the image, to the gallery. And voila, I have happy clients, happy vendors, and also this is like a marketing strategy, right? Because when vendors upload those images, they have to give me credit. They have to mention my name in the description. So I am allowing a vendor to use my images so they can showcase how beautiful their work is. And on top of that, they are giving me credit. So I am tapping into their audience. So it is a win-win opportunity for everybody. Now, if you want to see the template that I sent to my vendor friends, you know, the email that I send to my vendor friends, I'm going to have that on my Patreon. You can join me for $10 a month, easy breezy. I'm going to have all that information about Vendors Gallery in there. Now, if you want to continue this conversation, you know that the DMs are always open. Let me know what you think or what do you do. But if you are not sharing images with the vendors, you are definitely missing out. Oh, one important thing that I skipped that I think is really worth mentioning. The day of the wedding, right, when I come home and I send my thank you email to everybody and I send my thank you email to the vendors, I thank them for their hard work, for their beautiful work, what have you. And I said, if the client allows me to share images, you should receive a gallery in X amount of weeks. I make sure that the vendor understands that the client needs to approve this. So if I have a client that when I show them their gallery, which actually happened recently, she signed the contract, everything in the contract was fine, everything was perfect. She loved her photos. She's like, Carolina, the most beautiful gallery. She's like, but we are a very private couple and we don't want our images outside of our control. And I was like, absolutely, whatever you want. If you're the only person that wants to have this gallery, this is just for you. I won't be sharing any images in social media or my website or even with vendors. And she was like, thank you so much. And I sent a follow-up email to all the vendors, thanking them for the work they did and letting them know that the client has requested 100% privacy. Now, this something that you can do is you can go back to the client and ask for images where there is no people involved, right? You can be just like, hey, could I just share your table decor and, you know, maybe your invitations, blah, blah, blah. If they say sure, then go ahead and do it. But I am, you know, I'm a little bit strict. And when a client says no, I don't push. I said, okay, thank you. And then I just tell the vendors, listen, privacy is our main concern. And that's it. See you on the next wedding kind of a thing. So guys, I hope this short episode gives you some food for thought. Once again, I'm going to have the template of the email that I send to vendors in my Patreon. And thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you very soon. Until then, ciao!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoy today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for the Tog Republic group on Facebook. Until next week.